Avalanche report for Thursday, the 6th of February 2025. Weakly bonded old snow represents the main danger. Fresh wind slabs require caution. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Weak layers in the old snow pack can still be released in very isolated cases by winter sport participants, in particular in little used terrain. Avalanches can in isolated cases penetrate deep layers and reach large size. The avalanche-prone locations are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Such avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on very steep west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. As a consequence of a moderate to strong wind from northerly directions, sometimes avalanche-prone wind slabs formed, especially on near-ridge shady slopes. And now the snowpack. Above the treeline, snow depths vary greatly, depending on the influence of the wind. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack, especially on west, north and east facing slopes. These are in some cases prone to triggering. As a consequence of wind from northerly directions, mostly small wind slabs formed in the last few days, especially adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. As a consequence of mild temperatures and solar radiation, a crust formed on the surface during the last few days, especially on steep sunny slopes below approximately 2,800 meters. The snowpack will be soft on wind-protected shady slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Friday, the 7th of February 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.